Hello, podcasters. Thank you so much for downloading our podcast.
Yeah.
Each and every, what, less than
two
a dozen?
Two of you? Hey, thanks, Mum.
Yeah.
And thanks to Harry's mum.
And yeah, my girlfriend, actually, I think is downloading
it
too.
Oh, great. So. All three of you. Really appreciate it.
You and I today got super honest with one another, kind of no holds barred, frank chat.
Yeah, it was totally like 60 minute style, questionnaire kind of thing on the air. It was great.
And this was stemmed because you didn't actually know that I repeated the final grade of high school.
I really thought I knew everything about you and then turns out didn't know that.
Yeah.
How did you keep that from me?
I'm surprised you could guess it, actually. Like, you know, people go, did you seriously repeat a year of high school? I was like, actually, I did. So, we asked each other a few questions about one another. So that's on the way in the podcast as well. Plus, we took some very surprising calls.
Yeah, we were asking you on 4009, would you invite your ex to your wedding or have you invited your ex to your wedding? And we got some surprising answers, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Plus, all your podcast shout outs on the way as well.
The Harry and Pricey Podcast.
Dubai 92.
Yeah, we're talking exes this morning. Also, a great excuse to play that song.
Any moment, we'll try. We'll do it.
We love that tune. So Prince Harry, he's inviting his exes to the wedding.
Yeah, so for the royal wedding, it's in May, and we've heard that two of his exes are going to be present at the wedding. They've been invited, and we thought, this is a little bit bizarre. Like, I don't know if I would do it. I know you wouldn't do it, Harry.
My mum is going to my ex's wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's only because she works with her mum.
Mm-hmm.
So they're kind of family friends anyway.
Yeah.
So that's all right.
Yeah,
I wasn't invited.
Exactly. You're the ex and you're not going. So that's what we're asking you on 4009. Would you invite your ex to the wedding or have you invited your ex to your wedding?
Yeah.
And we'd love to hear from you. Charmaine joins the show. Charmaine, give us your story about exes and weddings.
Well, so basically my husband's high school sweetheart was my maid of honour.
Wow.
No way.
So you guys are best friends?
Yeah, so we only became best friends after school. As they were a year ahead of me.
Yeah.
And, and then I met my husband shortly after that, and, yeah, we were all at the main table.
Were you guys kind of introduced to one another by her?
No, actually not. Just by chance had met separately.
So your hubby and your best friend, his high school sweetheart, how long were they high school, just for the duration of high school only?
Actually, for a bit afterwards as well, so I'd say probably up to their 20s.
Wow.
And obviously everything is so cool enough that she was your maid of honour.
Yeah, no, 100%.
That's incredible. Oh, my hat goes off to you. Okay. I don't know how you could do that, Charmaine, but that's great.
You should be a world leader or something in the UN. If you can somehow negotiate that kind of peace, we need you.
Yeah.
In the world.
Oh, dear. And is your maid of honour, is she married now?
Yeah, she's married with a little one. She stays in the UK and we are still the best of friends.
Oh, that's lovely.
This is unbelievable, yeah. It's an incredible story. How long have you guys been married now?
Well, it was our wedding anniversary yesterday. We've been married for 6 years.
Six years.
Happy anniversary.
Hey, the story gets better and better. There's just so much happiness here.
Oh, how do we top that? Charmaine, thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, no, thank you very much for having me.
You're welcome.
Take care. Have a good day.
Thank you. And being an inspiration as well to not live your life like how I would be, just consumed by bitterness.
And spite.
Yeah.
Have you invited your ex to your wedding or would you invite your ex to your wedding? Text us now, 4009.
Taking your calls. Whoa. A lot of you are pretty fired up on the text line as well. Would you invite your ex to your wedding or have you invited an ex to a wedding?
Yeah. Zoe on 4009 has said, yes to ex weddings. Love my exes. That's why we dated in the first place. Apart from a few dodgy baddies, still pals with all of them, and they're lovely. It just didn't work out for one reason or another. Oh, that's really positive.
Whatever you have in your life, I need.
Yeah, whatever you're taking in the tea,
yeah,
I want.
Absolutely, I need some of that potion. Now, we're asking you this as well, obviously, because Prince Harry, it was emerged last night, the news that he is inviting his exes to his wedding with Meghan.
He is. Two of them will be going to the royal wedding in May.
Mm.
And apparently Zoe, if she gets married, exes are coming to her weddings too.
It's a lot more common than I thought. Mm-hmm. Amna from Garhood on 4009, would you invite your ex to your wedding?
No, definitely not.
Okay. Straight out.
Yep.
Why is that, Amna?
So I had an ex who, on the day of my engagement to somebody else, he gets a friend to call me and say he's changed his mind and not to go ahead with this wedding. I did call it off because it wasn't right anyway with this other guy. I said, okay, let's give it a go. Let's try again. Again, he was like, no, I can't do it. I can't go through with it. When I started seeing my current husband and we were planning our wedding, he called again and he was like, call it off. I want to go through with it now. I want to marry you. So, yeah, definitely not.
Oh, dear. So if you did invite him to your wedding, he may have been the guy that was like, I object.
Yeah.
And the guy says, if anyone has any objections right now. And he was there.
He would probably just do it out of spite, to be honest.
Oh, yeah. No.
I reckon you just need to change your phone number, to be honest with you. It just keeps calling you every time you got a wedding.
This is so true. The Harry and Pricey Podcast. Dubai 92.
This is where you and I are going to be brutally honest with one another.
Yeah.
Which I think we are anyway.
Yeah. We usually are.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not really about honesty as such. It's more about just getting to know each other more. Because yesterday you sprung on me that you had repeated your last year of high school, and I had no idea about that. And I thought I should know something like that.
I guess we've been friends like nearly 5 years almost now. But yeah, I suppose there's things from that we don't ask one another. We've never spoken about.
Well, because we were talking about Jennifer Lawrence. She had just done a huge 60 Minutes interview, and she talked about how she didn't even finish middle school. She left school at 14 to pursue her acting career, and she's an Oscar-winning actress now, so she did the right thing. Obviously, that was the career that she wanted to do. Why wait till you finish school if you can do it straight away?
Lesson is, just drop out of school,
no,
kids.
No, don't do that, kids.
100%.
No.
Yeah, if you're on your way there now.
School is so fun. Yeah. My best friends in the entire world are my friends from school.
Well, school was so fun, I did the last year twice.
Yeah,
which you found out yesterday.
You loved it.
So I think this is going to come down more to the question. You want to go first?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I've always wanted to know this because I do see you sometimes at your desk here, or sometimes when you're over at my place, and you're on your phone or your laptop and stuff. And since we've kind of taken over doing this show, we have been copying a lot of hate and flack and stuff on the text machine or on social media.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see any of it. It doesn't bother me.
You're so good.
Yeah.
You're different.
I just couldn't care.
Yeah. Yeah. You just get on with your life. You're like, I don't care. I'm just going to eat this steak.
Totally.
For example.
But I do get a little bit upset if it affects you. Does it affect you? Does it get to you?
I guess so. Like with anyone, it would. I mean, growing up as well, like when you're a kid, you know, a girl in Australia and stuff as well, like it was difficult with things like that. So I think I've maybe carried that into my adulthood.
Mm.
But yeah, of course it does. Like if I read something about us or whatever on social media or anything, of course that hurts my feelings because you know, there's a backstory and not everyone knows what the backstory is or why we're here or what we're doing. So people, you know, throw these opinions around and they don't actually know what's going on.
Yeah.
And I guess I don't try to be hurtful, but, you know, everything on social media, if it's in a negative way, you're going to take it. It's going to be hurtful.
Absolutely.
It's going to hurt your feelings.
Yeah, you can try not to, but you know.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's just the difference between you and I, because I do listen to it. I do read it. I do... I am affected by it as well, whereas you just kind of get on with your day, and I really admire that because I can't just do that.
Well, a lot of it is I don't actually know how to use social media that well. So you're like, oh, we're getting all these hate messages and stuff. I'm like, are they addressed to me? Like, the only time it did affect me was when there was a photograph on our Facebook and my legs were really skinny, and everyone was like, Harry skipped leg day. That was the only time really affected.
I know,
me.
And that's so funny because you get affected by the physical kind of like, you know, the physical backlash or whatever, whereas I'm more about the personality because we do put ourselves on the radio and we are so honest. This is us.
Yeah.
There is no holding back with us. What you hear is what we are. We don't.
Absolutely.
There's nothing censored about us. You know, we're completely honest with our audience and we love our listeners. We love you guys. But then sometimes to get back feedback or things people, you know, adults writing things about us.
Yeah.
It's really upsetting. It's like, what? I'm being so honest here.
Yeah.
But you obviously don't like me or whatever. You don't like what you hear. And yeah, of course that's hurtful.
Yeah.
But so that's my in-depth 60 seconds.
Okay. Okay. well, yeah. Look, yeah. I guess it's just one of those things. It's easy for anyone to say, oh, well, you move on, blah, blah, blah. But there's nothing I can say that's going to help.
No.
So
you are the perfect partner in all of this because you're the opposite. Imagine if we were both, like how I am.
Whew.
We would be...
There's not enough therapists in Dubai.
No, there aren't. There isn't enough medication.
The Harry and Pricey Podcast.
Dubai 92.
Oh, inspired by Jennifer Lawrence's interview yesterday with 60 Minutes.
Who would have thought Jennifer Lawrence inspired you, Harry? You can't stand her.
I can't stand her.
I think she's great.
But we learnt yesterday that she dropped out of school. And you learnt yesterday that I repeated the last year of school.
Didn't know that.
By the way, I didn't go back to high school to do it. I wasn't one of those creepy older dudes in high school. They're like, oh, that's that old guy doing here.
Yeah.
I did it at college. So you can redo your final year of high school at college.
That's so interesting.
Yeah, and you didn't know that about me.
No idea. I just thought you did, like, you know how you can do those, it's called technical and further education courses? I just thought you did that to get into university.
Yeah. It was at a technical and further education college.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Which felt fancy at the time because I was like, technical and further. And they're like, you're redoing your high school. You're not doing science.
Hey, why not?
Yeah.
If you can do it, if you want to do it, go for it.
So you didn't know that about me, so we thought we'd open up to one another and we can ask each other anything. I asked you just before about social media, and you've got a question about social media for me.
I do as well because, yeah, like we said, you're the opposite of me. I read everything. I look at everything. I can see text messages on 4009.
Yeah.
But you're different. You don't even open it up.
I don't open the text machine.
No, just get on with your life.
The reason being is I think that if someone sends you hate on social media, you've already won because it says more about them.
True.
Like you just go, well, look at you. You're a fat troll.
Wow.
No, but you are. But it's true. Like that's the kind of people that send those messages.
Well,
so you've already won.
It is a bit upsetting. Like you kind of feel upset for them as well because you're like, why are you doing that? Mm. Like it's embarrassing for you. Anyway. That's not the question. My question for you, Harry, is why don't you do social media? Because you used to.
Yeah.
When I first met you, you were all over social media. We always used to do it together. And then it got to a point where you just didn't want to be part of it. Like I would take photos. And even in my Insta stories, if you watch them, you can see how annoyed Harry is when I take videos of him.
Yeah.
Because you just don't want to be on it. You don't want to do it. But you have to because everyone in our work always encourages us to be part of social media.
Yeah. My heart's kind of racing because it's a kind of difficult thing to talk about. But I was in a previous relationship and it was one of these relationships where once you're out of it, you realize that you were wrong for one another.
Mm.
And there was just no trust. And so I had social media and I was on Facebook and I was staying in touch with people. And everyone knows what it's like when you move to this country. This is a city of millions of expats.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you do use social media to stay in touch.
Yes.
But it was just, there was a lot of like, who are you messaging or who's that person liking your photo and going through my messages and stuff. And you know what it's like when you speak to someone, you use a different tone and you know the tone, but that can be misconstrued by another party if they're reading it.
Yeah.
So that was happening all the time and it was just a really awful thing to go through. So I just said, okay, I'm zero. I just will not be
off
on it. I'm off it. It's just going to cause too much trouble. And I know for a lot of people, social media causes trouble in relationships.
Yeah, it does.
So I just thought, nah, not at all, zero. And I just stayed off it. And it was kind of like once bitten, twice shy.
Yeah.
I just kind of thought, I'd never get back into it again. So.
Yeah, which is so funny because now your current girlfriend, long distance Danny, she loves social media.
Oh,
she's all over it. She's always encouraging you to be on it and stuff.
She's like, always
so
on
different.
It. But I think, now that I'm in a relationship that is so trusting, like almost too trusting. You know, it's like, oh, you're out with so-and-so. Yeah, I'm out with this person. Like, no one cares. We both know and love one another.
Yeah.
That you can allow that back into your life.
Yeah.
So I'm slowly getting back on it.
So you're going to be back on social media. You're going to start doing the Insta stories and the Instagram posts.
Look,
come on, you'd be really good at it.
There is a second tiered answer, which is I actually don't really know how to do it.
The Harry and Pricey Podcast.
Dubai 92.
So we are happy to get your podcast shout-outs on. All you got to do is either let us know on our text line if you're in Dubai, 4009, or comment in the podcast section where you rate. You can put a comment and put your shout-outs in there. We'll say them.
We got a shout-out from Samantha this morning. It says, can you just say hi to grumpy baby Finley? He asks me daily for you to say hi, and he can't understand why he hasn't got his own show at the age of 5. Just give it one more year, buddy, and you'll be fine.
Trust me, you're more than qualified. Also, another shout out as well. It is my daughter Ash's birthday. It would mean the world to her if you mentioned her from mum and dad. Hopefully, that's the world now that we've mentioned you.
Happy birthday, Ash.
How do you top that now?
Right? On Harry and Pricey's podcast.
I know. Like, it's up there, isn't it?
What a day.
It's your podcast shout-outs. If you do want one, text us on 4009 if you're in Dubai, or leave us a message in the comment section on the podcast.
Pricey's scandal.
So cute. So Oprah Winfrey, she was on Jimmy Kimmel's show just talking about her new movie, which is called A Wrinkle in Time, which looks incredible, by
cannot
the way.
Cannot wait to see that.
I know, I can't wait.
I heard in the movie everyone gets a car. Thanks.
You're here all week.
I don't even have kids and I'm making dad jokes.
You are loaded with dad jokes, aren't you?
Lately, I know. I don't know what's wrong.
Maybe your paternal instincts are coming
through.
Shut
up.
It's not
clucky
over there?
It's not that. I can't afford kids.
Who can?
Yeah, I know.
Nobody can. They just go, you just
not
have
here.
To roll with it.
Yeah.
So she's talking about A Wrinkle in Time. It's got amazing cast in it. There's Reese Witherspoon, Mindy Kaling. And what's great about it, after they've filmed, you can just see how tight they are. That they're the best of friends.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's really nice to see. Anyway, so she's on Jimmy Kimmel's show and she just spreads more love. Like, she just gets on the show and she tells him if she could have a little brother, it would be him. Take a listen.
I said to your producer, I wish you were my little brother, because I think you're like America's little brother. And every time you're on and you say something profound or funny, or you do one of these great skits with kids, I go, that's Jimmy. I just love to say, that's my little brother. He was always like that, you know?
I accept your sisterhood.
You're like my little brother.
I'm really glad that it was Jimmy Kimmel, because he's my favourite out of the Late Show hosts.
Yeah, you do love him.
Yeah, and I've been watching a lot of the Jimmy Kimmel Show.
Yeah.
He's very good.
Yeah, and Oprah obviously recognises it as well, because she just absolutely loves him. She also talked to him about, because everyone's been saying to her that she should run for president.
Right.
The next time the election's up, and she was kind of like, not toying with the idea, but she was entertaining it a little bit. But she did confirm on Jimmy Kimmel Show that she's definitely not going to be running for president.
Like, as much as Oprah is, I'm sure, a very capable woman, haven't we learned our lesson from TV personalities being politicians?
This is true.
Like, come on.
The Harry and Pricey Podcast.
Dubai 92.
You have aged tragically.
What's she drivelling on about?
No, it's just clearing a blockage or something.
It's tea time, darling.
Yes, it is, dears.
This
is our favourite segment because just for a short amount of time in our lives, we can forget that we are actual peasants and
we
enjoy
are.
Tea and discuss the royals.
Live. That is a live sound effect here, everybody.
That's nice.
That sounded splendid.
Yeah, it was all right.
Oh, sorry.
It just sounded,
do you need me to rein it back a little bit?
No, it was nice. That just sounded like a very deep mug, whereas I'm using a rather lovely, kind of shallow mug.
Bone china.
Yeah, I wish.
Fine bone china.
Today's tea is courtesy of Fortnum & Mason, which we did use last week. Thank you to producer Layla for purchasing this for my Christmas present.
Very welcome.
I've got a breakfast blend today.
Have you? I've got the Ridge Earl Grey Classic.
Ooh, lovely.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you guys?
I've gone for a classic Earl Grey as well.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. A smoky Earl Grey.
Ooh, smoky.
Ooh, producer Rogerino.
Yeah, living
smoky.
Dangerously. Producer Layla catches us up with everything out of England and Buckingham Palace because she's got a British accent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's got the nice British accent.
Yeah, which is sound awful if it was you and I.
Totally.
Oh, thanks.
We can't put it on. Sorry.
So, as we know, the royal baby is due in April.
Yes.
Which is very exciting. Now, Ladbrokes have said that the odds are that everyone thinks it's going to be a girl. Now, they've started taking bets on what they think that the name is going to be, and I have a short list of some of the female names.
Okay.
So we have Mary, Alice, Victoria, Alexandra, Diana, and Elizabeth.
Diana would be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would be a beautiful
tribute. That's what took
tribute.
My breath away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Alexandra, I also love.
Well, I always do it like you're writing a Christmas card. So it would be Merry Christmas, love, William, Catherine, George, Charlotte, and...
Alexandra.
Yeah, or Alice would be nice.
Yeah, I quite
George,
like Alice.
Charlotte, and Alice. George, Charlotte, and Diana.
Yeah, it is nice. They can sometimes tell. Now, I don't know if I've made this up, but you know how you, a lot of women can tell the sex of your baby by how they're carrying it?
Yeah, if it's high or low and stuff.
Correct, yeah. Mm-hmm. Has anyone speculated?
Well, this is the thing. The reason they're saying it's going to be a girl is because her bump is slightly higher this time, whereas with George, it was slightly lower. So it's looking the same as how Charlotte was when she was pregnant with Charlotte.
What would be ideal for you guys?
My number one choice. Name for a girl.
Baby name for a girl. Yeah.
Diana.
Diana.
Mm-hmm.
I like Alice.
Alice. Yeah, I'm Alexandra. Were the bookies putting bets on who the boys' names were?
Yeah, there are some. So for male names, you've got Albert, Arthur, Frederick, and James.
Prince Albert. That'd be nice.
That's what you're going for.
Yep.
Okay.
I would 100% be going for that. I just think that'd be really cool. Why are you guys laughing?
I don't know.
Why are you guys laughing?
I would
please expand.
So Albert, Alexander.
Albert, Arthur, Frederick, and James.
Mm. Okay. I don't really like any of them.
Oh, okay. You don't even like a Prince Albert?
No, I don't.
Not at all?
I wouldn't go for Prince Albert, no. Because
you've never experienced it before?
George, Charlotte, Albert. No.
Doesn't, yep.
Yeah, it needs to be a one-syllable name, definitely.
Okay.
Arthur.
Yeah.
There you go.
So good.
Okay, well, all right, so we're thinking it's a girl and we want it to be Diana.
Okay, well, you've heard the predictions here on the Royal Tea Time.
The Harry and Pricey Podcast.
Dubai 92.
Pricey Scandal.
So this week, the Kardashians, they played each other on Family Feud, one of my favourite TV shows.
Yeah.
I love Family Feud. So they played the Kardashian Jenners against the Wests, which was Kim Kardashian West and Kanye West and everybody.
Okay.
But it was actually scheduled to be a showdown between the Kardashians and the Hiltons.
Oh, how good would that be? Yeah.
So it would have been all Paris Hilton's family against Kim Kardashian's family. And then all producers were in a mad scramble because they were contacted 4 days before the taping to be told Hiltons are out. What? They don't want to do it.
Any reason why?
Well, Paris wanted to do it. Kathy, her mum, wanted to do it. They were totally in. But the rest of the kids were like, no, don't want to do it. Rick Hilton, he runs this huge real estate company called Hilton and Highland. And he was like, I'm not in entertainment. This kind of looks like I'm being thirsty for fame and I'm not. I don't want to be part of it. And then also Nikki Hilton, she just thought it was nuts for the family to appear on Family Feud. So she was out. They just, I guess, wanted to have some sense of like, they were just above it, if that makes sense. They were a bit more regal.
We are above Family Feud.
Yeah. Whereas the Kardashians are like, yes. Is there a camera involved? I am in.
They're totally thirsty for fame.
Yeah,
I know.
But they're very funny. They're very entertaining.
But
so.
Brazen about it, too.
Yeah, yeah. It's very shameless about it. They don't care. They're like, whatever. Yeah, we are.
I just wanted to see Paris on there.
I know.
I love Paris.
The newly engaged Paris would have been wonderful. So, yeah, instead they did the Kardashian Jenners against the Wests.
Boring.
It was a little bit because Kanye doesn't say too much
at the best
of times. Yeah. But they did the best with what they had. So it would have been cool to see Kardashians and Hilton.
Totally. A showdown. That would have been awesome.
If you could watch two families on there, who would it be?
Me? That's a good question. And have you already thought about this?
I'd go the Osbournes.
Yeah.
And I'd probably go the Beckhams.
Okay.
The Osbournes against the Beckhams or even the Smiths.
Yeah.
Will and Jada.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see, like the Royals against, Honey Boo Boo's family. Do you mean, two opposite ends?
Yeah, that'd be funny.
You know what I mean? I think that'd be awesome.
The Queen would be like, what did she just say?
I said scary butter. What do you mean? Don't
say the word. We want to send you to the Anantara Eastern Mangroves. It is stunning over there. You're going to get 1,000 dirhams to experience the big weekend special. You must check this out. It's so good. You can stay there in a deluxe room. You get breakfast buffet. You get barbecue night or big brunch, and you get a late checkout.
Really easy to win this as well. Your name, 4009. 30 seconds we're going to put on the clock. We get a list of words. We have to get you to say the word through a series of clues the best way we can, kind of like verbal charades. And obviously, the person who says the most words will win.
Yes. Mm. Okay.
You're up first today.
I am up first, and I am playing with Shreyas from Abu Dhabi. How you doing?
Hi there. Good morning. Hello to everybody as well.
Good morning. You're lovely.
Morning, buddy.
Are you at work or are you on your way in?
No, I've just dropped my wife to her workplace and I've just gotten back home.
Oh, nice.
Oh, nice.
Excellent. You're relaxed. You're at home. You're comfortable in your surroundings. You and I are playing first.
Perfect.
Okay, so you basically just have to guess the word that I'm trying to explain to you, okay?
Uh-huh.
Good sounds luck. Easy.
Here we go. 30 right. seconds on the clock. You ready?
Yes.
All right. Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. Go now.
Okay, Shreyas, we wait for this time every single month. We can't wait for it because we can go to the shops and spend more money. What is it?
Sale?
It's like you get your salary. It's that time. What is that?
Payday?
Yes. Okay. You know Ren and Stimpy, the characters?
Sorry, say that again?
Do you know Ren and Stimpy? When they go, uh-huh. Happy, happy.
Joy, joy.
Yes. All right. When you get it bitten by a mosquito, it is?
Itchy.
Yes. All right. You're...
Oh. Out of time. Not bad.
Oh, we only got three, but that's really good.
All right.
Great. That's all right. Good.
Good stuff, Shreyas. Hopefully, Harry stuffs up
wow.
and we win.
What sportsmanship. I'm playing for a beta from Mamza this morning. How you doing, pal?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, good, good, good. You heard Pricey just play then? You reckon we can do this?
Yeah. I did. I'm nervous.
Don't worry. It's like verbal charades. Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Okay, here we go. 30 seconds on the clock. Starts now. You would hang this over your bed to warn off vampires.
Oh, what? No, pass. Vampire.
The opposite of tight.
Sorry?
The opposite of tight.
Loose?
Yes. The opposite of outside.
Oh. Inside.
Yep. Oh, boy. When you kick your toe against the bottom of a coffee table, it will something in pain.
No, me in pain, no.
The word was throb.
Throb. Oh. You could have said, you know, Justin Bieber is my heart.
That would have been a better way of putting it.
You just had your mind in the gutter, that's all.
I had my mind much somewhere else, yeah.
Sorry, Mamza, you lost.
So that's only two.
No,
I'm so sorry. That's twice in a row I've lost this game. So you are the winner, Pricey.
Well done, Shreyas. You are off to the Anantara Eastern Mangroves.
Wow, I can't wait. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thanks for getting inside my head and understanding me.
My pleasure. Yeah,
pleasure. You could definitely be the only one, I think.
You and Kiwi Jamie.
The Harry and Pricey Podcast.
Dubai 92.